Our story begins in Todd's hotel room, where Hannah and Todd are in bed.
Good morning, sleepyhead.
What time is it?
8:30.
It feels so good to get to sleep in for once. I've been going into the office early every day.
You call this sleeping in?
We don't all have such relaxed hours as you have at TM.
That Serena really keeps you on a tight schedule.
She likes to get things done, that's for sure.
Well, this is Thanksgiving, and we're not going to even think about work today.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I can't believe I'm moving on Thanksgiving Day.
How did that happen anyway?
It was the first day the apartment was available, so I took it. It's not like I have much to move anyway.
When's your furniture being delivered?
Well, bed is being delivered tomorrow, and the couch next week. But that's about it.
So where are you going to sleep tonight, if you don't have a bed?
I don't know. Yeah. Do you have any suggestions for me?
I know. Maybe Raven and Mac will let you sleep at Marty's nursery.
I could, but I was hoping I would get an invitation to stay down in the village with a friend.
Oh, you have friends in the village?
One very special friend.
Well, I'm sure if you ask your friend nicely, she might let you stay over.
How's this for nice?
Not bad. But I think you could be nicer. It is all night.
All right. How about this?
Oh, I think you found yourself a place to sleep tonight.
In their apartment, Mac and Raven are talking in the living room while Connie and Clint visit Marty upstairs. Raven, I still don't understand why your mom had to leave last night and couldn't stay for Thanksgiving.
Mom is in charge of her community's Thanksgiving dinner. You know how much she loves to feel needed.
I know, but a family Thanksgiving with everyone would have been great, especially since this is Marty's first.
I agree, but you know Mom has a mind of her own.
Aunt Raven, Marty gets bigger every time I see him.
He's growing so fast.
I miss so much time with him that I probably spend an hour a day just staring at him. I don't want to miss anything anymore.
Well, today's the day to be thankful for all our many blessings, and having Marty back at home with us is at the top of the list.
Uncle Mac, Aunt Raven, I know I've said this to you over and over, but I'll never forgive myself for letting Marty's kidnapper in. So sorry about that.
All is forgiven, Clint. It's time we put all that behind us now.
Raven's right. And I hope you can do that too.
Raven told me about that Mandy woman being in New York.
Connie, are you sure there's nothing we can do to have Mandy sent back to London or someplace far, far away from us?
I'm afraid not. The judge will decide her fate after her evaluation at Westside. But I'm sure the DA will want you to testify when the decision is made.
I want that judge to know how miserable that woman made our lives. She's a threat to Marty as long as she's around.
She pretended to be your Russian neighbor with me, and she was pretty convincing. I hope she stays locked up.
So do I. But enough about that. This is a happy family day, and I don't want to even think about Mandy.
Good point.
So, Mom, is Adam coming today?
Yeah, is Adam coming today? I never heard back from you on that.
No. Adam has plans with family today.
You sound disappointed.
She's got it bad, Aunt Raven.
I do not. Clint.
Guess you do. Every time you do anything with Adam, you spend an extra hour in the bathroom getting ready.
An hour? Come on.
It's true, Aunt Raven. But don't get me wrong. I like Adam, and I'm really happy for you.
Thanks.
So, who do we have today? I need the final count before our dinner. Mac, me, the two of you, Hannah, Todd, Chuck, Dara. Who else is coming?
What about Matt?
No. Matt is not invited.
Oh, and Perry.
You invited Perry?
Yes. He's back from his trip, and I wanted to make sure he had a place to go today.
In his apartment, Rex is talking with Agnes, who returned home from the hospital yesterday.
How are you feeling, Mom?
Fine.
Your speech has gotten so much better. The therapist said that you were making excellent progress.
Yes.
Ellie's coming over soon, and we're going to try and figure out what we're doing for Thanksgiving today.
No, Ellie.
Mom, I know it's frustrating for you not to be able to talk as clearly as you want to. And it's frustrating for Ellie and me, too. Especially with Ellie finding out about William Burton. We both have so many questions about what really happened.
No questions.
Look, I talked to Ellie, and we're going to drop it for today. Thanksgiving is going to be peaceful for all of us this year. I promise. That must be Ellie. Ellie, happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Hello, Mom.
In her apartment, Alexander is talking with Lucas about Adriana and Rachel.
This Rachel person came all the way from New Zealand thinking Adriana was her sister, but they're not even related.
Yeah, and that letter she had didn't make any sense. It said Ray Cummings, the man who raised Adriana, gave his kid away, and she thought it was her. I feel sorry for the girl, actually.
Oh, well. Sounds like our family is all screwed up, just like mine.
Well, today you're an honorary Jones.
Andy is my uncle, right? Since he's married to my Aunt Larissa.
I guess you could say that. But I don't expect that marriage to go on for much longer. It's really just a matter of getting all the paperwork in order.
What's going to happen to Larissa after she has the baby?
She's going to stay in jail. She killed a man, Lucas.
But what's going to happen to the baby?
Well, Andy will have to raise it, I guess.
But he doesn't even remember Larissa. And from everything you said about him, it doesn't even seem like he'd want to raise a baby anyway.
My brother's been a deadbeat for a long time, but trust me, when that kid is born, he's going to be a father, whether he likes it or not.
Maybe the baby is better off being given away.
That's a Jones baby. I'm not letting that kid be raised by strangers. That already happened to Adriana, and look at all the bad things that she had to deal with in her life.
I'm just saying, I know what it's like to have a father that doesn't want you.
You don't know that your father didn't want you, Lucas. Right now, he just has a serious drinking problem. I think we'll never know how he truly feels about anything until he stops drinking.
Well, I don't see that happening ever.
That must be Andy. Oh, God.
Hello, Alexandra. I'm here to see my son.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.